Well, it's time again for another Farmers Appreciation Month feature, and today we get to catch up with Neil Jordan from First National Bank out of their Raymond branch. Neil, welcome back to WSMI Studios.
Thank you, Katie. We always enjoy coming down for Farmers Appreciation Month.
It's a fun month out of the year for me, and I get to catch up with some people I haven't seen maybe for 12 months. A lot of the time I see you at other events, so nice to have you back regardless. Neil, First National Bank, how did 2017 go? You know, we had some ups and downs as far as crops go, and I'm sure the same can be said maybe for financial things.
Exactly. What we're seeing with the trends and the farmers that have been coming in to see us here as far as getting new lines of credit set up. As we all know, going way back to 2015, that was the year that was pretty tough on everybody and lots of working capital problems after that. For the most part, in 2016, our customers saw some recovery in working capital and cash flow. Things were going a little better, and that was due mainly to the yields. Those yields did not come through in 17. Prices stayed down, closer to what the 16 prices were. So what we're finding now is some of our farmers are a little bit better than they were last year. Some are a little bit worse, but nobody made any big gains. So we're still talking a lot about working capital. For those folks that have listened to this interview in the past, you've heard me talk about working capital before, and it is just such an important number for the lenders and the farmers to understand, and it basically is telling us how much of their own cash they have to spend in that operation for the year to come. And that's gotten squeezed. What we saw in 17 is farmers were starting to realize that. A few less equipment purchases, trying to cut costs where they could. And they've done a nice job trying to keep up with it. But sometimes Mother Nature and the markets just doesn't cooperate.
And that's a story that I've heard many times over the past year. And you know, now that we're in 2018, same story. You know, that bookwork is an important part of the operation, just as important as getting the seed in the ground and all those other things. And I know that's something that you guys can help out with at First National Bank.
That's true. The good old days of farming, if you could grow a crop, you could probably make a living. But where we're at right now in the business world of agriculture is you have to be a businessman. You have to pay attention to what those costs per acre are. It's pretty important to have a marketing plan, and that can help you manage your debt better, reduce your interest rate costs, and just an awful lot to think about. But at First National Bank, we try to help all of our farmers get through that, try to share the information that we can gather from putting together the financial statements and the cash flows and doing what we can to try to help them be successful.
You know, Neil, we're talking, obviously, it's the month of February because it's Farmers Appreciation Month, and that's why we're doing this interview. Are you having conversations right now? Is now the time to be planning for those financial things in 2018? I know some seed is probably already purchased, but you've got expenses throughout the year. Or, you know, is any time a good time to come in and talk?
Any time is a good time to come in and talk. For our existing customers, we really start seeing those folks late October, early November, to try to get those new lines set up for the year to come, see where they're at, get the financials put together. As far as coming in after that, we really are doing line of credit renewals all the way up till seeds start to go in the ground. But some of these cutoff dates to really take advantage of the bonuses and the discounts for getting some of those things paid for early is really kind of advanced our schedule as far as when we need to start talking to people.
Sure. Well, as I said, you work mainly out of the Raymond branch, but you've got several other locations that farmers can go to, and you've got lots of other people that can help have those conversations.
That's true. We've got a pretty nice footprint here right in central Illinois, and we've got branches in Raymond, of course, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. And right now, myself and Scott Niehaus and Steve Munhink all work out of the Raymond branch, and we primarily are doing ag and farm lending loans. Scott also works out of the Girard and Verdon branch some, and Steve works out of the Pawnee and the Morrisonville and the Raymond branch some. Bill Buskey is still at our branch in Verdon, but congratulations to Bill. He's decided to retire, and he's on a part-time schedule, so he's still available there 2 days a week, but Scott's helping him fill in some of the blanks with those ag customers.
Well, definitely convenient locations, no matter where you're located throughout this central Illinois area. Neil, anything else on your mind? Maybe anything you'd like to say directly to the farmers listening with it being Farmers Appreciation Month?
Well, we would just like to thank all of our customers that are out there, especially our farm and agribusiness customers. We've got a pretty loyal customer base. We're proud to stand beside them and work to try to get that crop in and out every year. And to anybody that's looking for an ag bank or somebody to bounce some things off of, we're always available.
All right, Neil Jordan, Senior Loan Officer for First National Bank out of their Raymond location. Neil, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.